You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. Last month, two wolves spooked a herd of sheep in the Boise foothills. The frightened sheep jumped into a deep gully and trying to escape those wolves. The sheep piled on top of each other in the gully, and 143 of them died. This incident has sparked a new conversation about wolves and livestock in Idaho. However, a group of kids from Timberline High School have been talking about wolves, especially about protecting them, for a while now. And the students aren't just talking, they're acting. Today, reporter Clark Corbin with the Idaho Capital Sun took a deep dive into wolves and a new Idaho law put in place last year that expands hunters' abilities to kill the animals. And he joins us now to talk about what he found. Welcome back to the show, Clark.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for having me back.
No problem. Okay, so tell us about these kids at Timberline High School, and apparently they adopted a wolf pack?
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun working on this story over the last couple of weeks, and you can check it out at IdahoCapitalSun.com, but that's exactly right. I met with some students from Timberline High School. That's a high school in Boise, one of the newer ones, actually. Some students that were part of an environmental club called the Tree Club at Timberline High, and you're exactly right. It's kind of a cool story. I'll give you a short version of the history. But Timberline's mascot is the wolves. They're the wolf pack. And they have a teacher, a retired teacher there named Dick Jordan, helped start the environmental club after it started in Jerome, then moved to Boise High, and then he brought it to Timberline. And after the school opened and got their nickname as the Timberline Wolf Pack, this teacher, Dick Jordan, who taught biology, who is a biologist, connected with a wolf tracker who had captured and collared a female wolf and her pup outside of Idaho City, identified a new wolf pack that was starting, and they basically made the arrangements to name the wolf pack the Timberline Pack for Timberline High School and have the students sort of symbolically adopt this wolf pack and study the wolf pack. And it was pretty cool. For years, students had gone into the Boise National Forest with their teacher on a field trip, met up with a wolf tracker, looked for wolf prints in the snow, howled out to the wolves. And they were studying it, and Timberline seems to have really embraced the wolf pack and the Timberline pack. I mean, even the student newspaper is called the Paw Print or the Paw Track. And so Timberline has been studying these wolves since 2003, so almost for 20 years. And then last year in 2021, a wolf tracker who used to be in charge of wolf recovery in Idaho, his name's Carter Niemeyer, and I spoke with him. And he told the students that he found the wolf pup's den was empty and that he was concerned about what had happened to these wolves. He wasn't seeing them around. The den was empty. And after filing a bunch of requests with the government and public records requests, they actually found out that Wildlife Services killed 8 wolf pups, 8 juvenile wolves in Idaho and the Boise National Forest. And when the students found out about this, they started speaking out. This was in 2021. This was last year. And it was about the same time that the Idaho legislature passed into law Senate Bill 1211, which does a number of things, but it gets rid of the limit on wolf tags. There's an unlimited amount of wolf tags, essentially a permit to go out and hunt and kill a wolf. The limit is gone. And it also allows state agencies and federal agencies to enter into private contracts with private contractors and use state funding to kill wolves and remove wolves. And so as this is happening, the 8 juvenile wolf pups in the Boise National Forest were killed. The Timberline students find out about it, and they start writing letters to President Biden. One of the students, Michelle, testified at a White House Council on Environmental Quality. They traveled up and testified at a Fish and Game Commission meeting. They have started a nonprofit company called System Green to raise awareness and education about wolves and about the role of kind of an apex predator and what that means to the ecosystem and to the environment. One of the students who I mentioned, Michelle, is starting a database mapping where all wolves are killed in the state of Idaho. And so it's been really interesting to connect with these students, to connect with their teachers, to connect with the wolf tracker. And I think it's a really approachable way to introduce yourself to the wolf issue in Idaho, which is extremely controversial. Basically, there's so many different groups affected by wolves: ranchers, private property owners, hunters, trappers, livestock owners, all feel strongly about wolves. And there's this controversial discussion about what to do about wolves. And so it's been really cool meeting with these young people and see how engaged they are with the issue. They're calling for more protection for wolves. They're calling for wolves to be relisted as an endangered species. But as you mentioned at the top of the segment, when I was reporting this story, after I had met these students, there was this incident on Shaw Mountain, which is in the Boise foothills, where there was a group of sheep that were grazing for the summer in the Boise National Forest in the foothills there. And according to eyewitness reports, two wolves ran up to the pack and scared them. They ran off of a steep gully and piled up. And like you said, 143 of the sheep and lambs died. None of the wolves bit or ate any of the sheep, but they, according to witnesses, scared them into running off the gully and sort of piling up. And so it's a fascinating discussion in Idaho, but I think it's cool to see the young people get involved and speak out about it and take ownership of it. It's been an interesting story to report. I've been working on it for about 3 weeks now.
We're speaking with reporter Clark Corbin about his story on wolves, which was published today in the Idaho Capital Sun. You talked to a bunch of people for this story, including the lawmaker who helped put the law together in 2021. You also had a lot of numbers about wolves killed and the number of livestock killed. Are we seeing any impact over or from last year's law on either the number of wolves in Idaho or the amount of livestock killed?
We're probably going to get a new wolf population estimate later this year. And so it's just been about a year since this new law went into effect. So I think we're really going to have better data going forward, maybe after this year into the next couple of years. But what we know right now, Fish and Game says there's about 1,500 or so wolves in the mountains of the state of Idaho. Just a quick history lesson. Wolves were eradicated in the West. It's estimated that the last wolf in Idaho before reintroduction was killed in the 1930s. Congress had passed funding to remove wolves from the West, and that's exactly what happened. But then in 1994, the Idaho Fish and Game Commission voted to reintroduce wolves and introduce a controlled experimental population to Idaho. So this happened in 1995, 1996. They brought in a total of about 35 gray wolves from Canada, and they released them in central Idaho, just on the border of the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness. And so from those original 35 wolves in 1995, 96, we're looking at about 1,500 or so today in the state of Idaho. And I think it's just interesting. I think one aspect of the story that I really like and appreciate is maybe not that many people know, especially people who are more recent to the Boise Treasure Valley area, may not know that there's wolves so close, that they're living in the Boise National Forest and have been seen in the Boise foothills just outside of town. And so that's another angle that I thought was really interesting. The local high school and then the wolves and the local Timberline Wolf Pack that was living nearby.
Yeah.
And so I think that's pretty interesting.
I think it's fascinating. You're right. A lot of people don't know that the wolves have been spotted in the Boise foothills. Okay, so we have barely scratched the surface of Clark's wonderful story. So reporter Clark Corbin, we've been talking about his story on wolves. It was published today in the Idaho Capital Sun, and we'll link back to the story on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks for coming on the show, Clark.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on. And it's something I continue to follow, and I hope to connect with the kids again when school starts. So maybe we can come back on and have some students on in the fall.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Hey, thanks. Good to see you again.
You too. Thank you. Up next, we'll speak with one group which is trying to protect Idaho seniors. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.